Welcome to the GBNI podcast. Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, Christ-centred organisation, effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. We hope you enjoy listening to this podcast. So we are delighted to have Phoebe Love with us here for our podcast. Good morning, Phoebe. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Phoebe, you've had a bit of a long journey to come to us this morning. Tell us what time you started off in your journey this morning.
Yeah, so I got up at half five and left at like half six. So
That's dedication for
so
you. You're so tired and you still have a whole day of college to go as well.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yep.
So before we begin chatting about GB and what GB means to you in your life, I want to ask just a few wee questions to get us familiar with who you are.
Yeah.
So first of all, tell us a bit about yourself and your involvement in GB.
Okay, so I'm Phoebe, obviously. I'm 20, I wrote down that I was 22, but I'm actually 23, so that's awkward. I'm from Derry, and I'm studying youth work and theology in Belfast. I absolutely love dogs. I just have to, like, every time someone asks me a question about myself, I have to put that in. And I have an Instagram page for my dog as well.
Okay. And so, do you have one dog or how many dogs?
I have two. And then people always be like, why do you have an Instagram page for one of them and not the other? Which is kind of...
Do you have a favourite?
Yeah. Well, one of them is mine and one of them is my brother, so technically it's okay that I have a favourite.
So, what type of dog is it?
He's a wee German pointer.
Okay.
He's so bad, though. It's so, like... He rips your clothes and all. Like,
and what's his name?
Simba.
Simba. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Lion
yeah,
King.
Yeah.
So you like Lion King.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, so you had this long journey coming up to us this morning. And my question to you is, when you are taking those long journeys, do you listen to music or podcasts?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
So tell me like two of your favorite songs or albums that you would listen to and your favorite podcasts that you like to listen to.
Ooh. Okay, so I listened to Phil Wickham a lot.
Okay.
His album The Ascension, I think it's called.
Okay.
It's so good. Like, it's one of those ones where you just like every song's really, really, really good.
Okay, and what's the album? Do you think
The Ascension? I think it's
okay.
Called.
The Ascension. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's so good. I can't like think of a song off the top of my head, but it's really good.
And another one. Can you think of another one? Or just that's your favorite go to at the minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And podcasts. What?
So I listen to The Bible Project a lot. Like,
okay.
I love their podcast. Like, they're so good. And then there's another one called The Holy Post.
Okay.
So, like, they basically, like, read out these, like, sort of, not controversial, but, like, random funny news articles. Like, but they're, like, all sort of faith-based.
Okay.
And they talk about them, and, like, they just, like, have a laugh. Like, it's so fun. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's, like, it's fun because it's, like, faith-based, but it's also just random.
Okay.
And then at the end, they'll do, like, a... Like, sort of, like, a bit where they talk about something, like, more seriously.
Okay.
Like,
well, must listen to that one. That's
it's
a,
really
that's
is.
A good heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you love the most about being involved in GB, and how long have you been in GB?
Okay, so I joined GB when I was in, I think it was primary five. So I sort of, like, skipped that whole explorers part, but I vaguely remember going to explorers in a different company, but... I don't really remember it that much, but anyway. So I think this is my 14th year.
Okay.
I think, if I work it out. I tried to work it out last night, and I was like, I don't really know if I'm doing this right, but anyway. But, yeah, like, and honestly, when I first joined GB, like, I was a bit of a messer. Like, I wasn't, like, I was a messer, like, and, which is weird, because I'm not usually that person. I'm usually the quiet one who sits in the corner and doesn't say anything, so, like, it's just random that I guess I felt comfortable enough in GB to be myself, I think. So
that's, really
that's
good.
A good thing.
Yeah.
And
what do you love the most about being involved in GB?
Okay, so I, like, GB is an organisation, I think. I really love how, like, as a person, I'm really, like, organised and really, like, I have to know what's going on, like, and when it's going on. I think, like, GB's really, like, good at just knowing, like, nothing's like thrown together, like everything's really thought about and really, like, it's really just, yeah, like, thought about. That's
okay.
Like,
and planned.
Yeah, planned, like,
okay.
Everything's like concise and like you know what you're doing and when you're doing it, and like there's no like just random stuff that you have to like make up in your head. Like, you know what you're doing, and I really
okay.
like I really love that. And I think, like, in my company, in general, I think just, like, I just love spending time with the girls. Like, they're so much fun. Like, we, like, me and Brooke, we just have, like, we just laugh with them all the time. Like, it's so funny. Like, some of the things they come out with, you're just like, these are hilarious. And I think, like, that helps with, like, when you're going to talk to them about Jesus then, because, like, you have that sort of, like,
relationship with them.
Yeah.
So you work with seniors, is that right?
Or seniors and beginners.
Seniors and beginners.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're part of Ebrington GB.
Ebrington, yeah.
Ebrington GB. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. So you recently became a GB officer last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to know, what was the highlight of your year last year?
Okay. So this is, I love sharing this highlight. So, well, first of all, we have to skip back to the previous year before that. So, like, we've been really struggling, like, not in the GB as a whole, but, like, in our, like, with the seniors, because, like, they were just so hyper, and they were so, like, excited all the time, and you were like, I can't get these girls to, like, settle down, like, it was so hard, and we were, like, some nights we were like, I just don't want to go, like, it was, like, you felt that dread of, like, I want them to sit down and, like, hear about Jesus and, like, understand it and, like, know it in their hearts, but, like, they were just mental, like, and, like, trying to, like, work that out in your head to, like, try and, I don't know, adapt it to suit them was so hard. So then, like, at the start of last year, then we were like, we're gonna have to change this up a bit, we're gonna do something different. So we split. So the problem was that we had no brigaders, and there was only, like, two seniors at that time.
Okay.
So, like, the juniors and seniors were together, and, like, there was just such a wide age range that it just didn't really work. Like, and there was too many of them.
Okay.
But now, like, it's sort of, we've split them, seniors, brigaders, and then juniors are separate, because a lot of them have moved up in the seniors now, and they're a lot more, like, mature, I guess. And, like, so we, like, sort of changed it about a bit, and me and Brooke took the seniors and brigaders, and we started last year with, like, me and Brooke just told them our testimonies. And I think, like, it really helped to just start the year off, like, I think them hearing what, like, about our lives was like, oh, like, this, they
take
these
guys this, are real.
Yeah, yeah, they're not just these random people that just come to GB and then don't exist the rest of the time. Like, I think that really helped the girls. But so last year, like, I don't know, like, something just changed, and it was like, it was so just God, like, you couldn't put it down to anything else, and the girls just had this maturity that, like, honestly, like, I can't even describe it. Like, I'm doing a really bad job of describing it here, but, like...
And do you think the year before, whenever things were, like, crazy and everything, do you think that was a preparation year of just, even though it seemed like there was no sense or reason to the way they were behaving, but
yeah,
putting in a bit of that work of building up the relationships,
yeah,
was preparation for what God was going to do last year?
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's definitely what it was, because, like, so at the start of last year, within, like, 2 weeks, like, three girls had given their life to Jesus.
Wow.
And, like, started this journey, and we were just, like, we didn't even see it coming. Like, we were, like, it just made everything so worth it, and it put everything into perspective. Like, all that time we were, like, dreading, like, going and, like, thinking, oh my word, like, what are we going to face tonight? These girls are mental. And then God just, like, just did something, and you're like, wow. Like, it's sort of like we had to just take a breath and be like, wow, God really is in control of this, whether we feel like he is or not, whether we feel like this is out of control or not. Like, he was in control of that whole thing, and, like, he was speaking into those girls' lives even though they were going mad. Like, he was speaking into their lives anyway, and, like, we won't always see that, and, like, it was just a really, like, eye-opener for us. Like, it was so good.
That's amazing. And can you think of anything you did different in your preparation and leading up to the year? Was there anything you did intentionally that you hadn't done before, or?
I think, like, even me and Brooke, when we were planning, like, we sort of would have planned separately, whereas we were, like, getting together, and we were, like, getting our ideas, like, out, like, on a page, and, like, really planning properly, I think. Like,
okay.
That's key, I think.
Okay.
Is properly, like, sitting down and thinking about it, rather than just, like, a few nights before GB being like, right, we'll just do this. Sure, and
okay,
that'll be grand. Like, you have to really think about it.
Okay, so the planning was really key.
Yeah.
And so you've learned that then
this
year. So, Phoebe, you've chatted a few times times about Brooke, in the answer to the questions. Who is Brooke? Is Brooke another leader?
Yeah, so Brooke is another officer, but we've been sort of friends like for all of our lives, so like we're kind of really close. But we sort of grew up through GB together, and we go to the same church, and we're almost like we hold each other accountable in our faith as well. So yeah, that's who Brooke is.
Okay,
yeah.
That's cool, and I love that you guys are doing it together, and that you're learning together as well. That's so important of having someone that you can do that with.
Yeah.
So you've told us your highlight of Girls Come to Faith, which is just amazing, and what GB is all about.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what was the most challenging thing about your year, and what you did to help you through that?
Yeah, I think like one of the hardest things is maintaining that momentum like throughout the year. Like it's really easy to start well whenever you're like getting excited about like coming back to GB and like planning for the year. But I think like as the year goes on, it's easy to like just sort of drop into this, like, I don't know, like, oh, I can't even think of a word to describe it. But like you sort of just like the momentum just slowly like fizzles away, and like it's kind
and
of,
it's just like you just come to GB, that's just part of your week, and you don't have the expectation
of
what God could do.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And like it's just like life happens and you're exhausted, but like I think what really helped me with that is like putting things into perspective, like having that change in mindset to like think, okay, right, I'm exhausted tonight, how do I like still go to GB and still like give these girls the best I can give them, because that's what they deserve. Like, and I think you have to sort of be like, okay, like you have to take your own like exhaustion and your tiredness and like put it in perspective and think about the bigger picture. Like think about what God can do, think about what you can do for these girls to help them, and like that really helps to like change your perspective and make you think, okay, like this is worth it, this is so good, like I need to just keep doing this. And like that helps the momentum to just keep going, because you're like, okay, like there's a bigger purpose to this. This isn't just me going to GB for like 2 hours every Thursday, and that's fine. There's something bigger going on and like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So I think that really helped. I think that really helped us to just really like keep that momentum going. I think it also like it reminded us last year as well, like when we were starting to lose momentum a bit, that like we have a God who gives us a spirit of power, like in strength, and that's not like, like knowing where your strength comes from as well, I think helps, because like if we tried to do this in our own strength, we would just mess up every time, whereas God like just has been giving us a strength to keep going, and like it's so clear, and like he's really been showing us that, like that we can depend on him to give us the strength to keep that momentum going and keep like doing the things we're doing and doing them well.
Yeah, and that it's actually not your responsibility to change or transform those girls, because only he can do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So just remembering, as you say, that perspective of it's all about God, and he can give you the strength whenever you're exhausted and worn out to get you through to get you through the week. And I know for me, when I was a GB officer, one of the things that always blew me away was sometimes those weeks when you were really low and you were going in and you were thinking, oh God, I just want to be at home tonight in front of the fire, like just being real, but actually just pushing on and, you know, moving forward and giving your time and being obedient. Those were always the best weeks, because you came away going, God, I'm so glad I, you know, was there for those girls, and look at what you did, and look at those conversations that we had. That's just amazing. And then it just excites you for the next week. So I don't know if you can identify with that, but I remember having weeks like that. So if there is a new GB officer in the same place as where you were last year, so if there's a new GB officer listening to this podcast, what advice would you give to them going into this new session?
I was thinking about this and I was like, what could I say that's actually useful? But I think not being afraid to take charge and lead, like, you know, it can be intimidating, especially like when you're coming from like being a brigader, like straight into being an officer, like that can be really intimidating. You can be like, there's somebody better at this than me, there's somebody more equipped in this than me, like I'm just new to this. But I think like you have, like I just literally want to say stop, like with that mind, to stop thinking that, because that's not true. Like, first of all, like you're not just a GB officer because it's so amazingly fun and easy and like stress free, because that's not like that's not the case. And I think like you decided to become a GB officer, and that's something that you have felt like some sort of passion to do. Like, it's a passion that God's placed in your heart. It's not just something random that you can do for the crack. Like, you know, it's mm-hmm. something bigger than that. And like, you're giving up your night, one night a week or however many, whenever your GB is. And like, that's something special. And like, God's gave you the desire to do that and the passion to do that. So like, and because of that, then he gives you that, like, he equips you to do that. He's not going to give you a passion for something and then not equip you to do it. Like, mm-hmm. that's not how God, like, I don't think that's how God works. Like, he's going to equip you and he's going to enable you to carry out what he's called you to do, like, in GB. And, like, realizing that is so important. Like, and I'm not just making this up out of my head. Like, the Bible tells us that. Mm-hmm. He equips us for everything, like, every good work that we do. And, like, it's just, you just have to realize that and think, okay, like, I'm passionate about this. Like, I love these girls. I want to see them grow. God, how did I do this? Like, yeah. Ask him how do you do it, and he'll show you. And like, believe in yourself. I think that, like, especially for me, like, something I would do is like, oh, like, sure, they can do this, they're better at this than me, like, and put myself down almost to a point mm-hmm. where then I'm like, oh, I'm not good at this. But like, whenever you take that opportunity to be in charge, like, you know, you just have to just do it. Like, you'll learn from it and you'll grow from it and you'll get better and better at it the more you do it. And like honestly, I would just say just do it. Like,
okay. And like, just jump in. Just
yeah,
jump
into yeah. it. Yeah. Like, almost into the yeah. deep end. You have to yeah. just
yeah.
do it. And if you're scared. And
yeah, that's brilliant. I love that. So if there are older GB leaders listening or GB captains who are thinking, oh, we love that we have our girls coming up through GB and our sub-officers and officers, we would love to know maybe what you could say to them.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the most important thing that they can do as mm-hmm. an older Christian, as an older GB leader, yeah. to encourage and help young, newly appointed
mm-hmm.
officers.
Mm-hmm. So I think even going off the last question, like, give them opportunities, like, make opportunities for them that's going to push them out of their comfort zone and push them to do things that they usually wouldn't do almost. Because I think a lot of girls, like, they're really good leaders, but they just aren't pushed to be, you know, like, to reach that potential of leadership that they can. And I think, like, especially for me, like, I would never ever have led anything. Like, I was so quiet, like, I couldn't hold a conversation with yeah. people. And like, but people, like, seen that potential in me and pushed me out to do things that I usually wouldn't do. And like, you know, like, I'm here now, like, being an officer in GB and like leading these girls, and it's so amazing, like, what God can do. So like, I think providing that opportunity for your younger leaders to do that, like, is gonna grow, like, it's gonna grow them so much, and just like, they're gonna do things that they never thought they could do, and that's so mm-hmm. amazing. And like, they'll be able to attribute that only to God, because they know that they couldn't have done that
in their
like,
own strength.
Yeah, in their own strength. I think as well, like, I'm such an advocate for mentoring, like, mentor those girls, like, just spend time with them, like, even outside of GB, like, just reading God's word together, like, invest in their lives. Like, it's so special to be able to do that for a younger girl, and like, you don't know the impact that'll have on their lives. Like,
mm-hmm. That's really good. And as you say, I think sometimes GB captains or officers maybe are reluctant to give ownership or mm-hmm. opportunities because they don't want to put too much pressure on yeah. younger leaders coming yeah. forward. But actually, what I'm hearing you saying is that you pray and discern, because
yeah.
actually that might be what that young leader needs, is that
exactly.
opportunity to be gently pushed to lead, because mm-hmm. that's maybe what, you know, God has placed in them, the gift
yeah.
that he has placed in them, and they might welcome that opportunity, but they're maybe a bit like you, won't push themselves forward
yeah,
to do
yeah.
it, but they maybe just need an officer or a captain to say, well, why don't you try that this week,
mm.
and then gives them the experience to be able to do it, and
yeah.
they'll excel in it.
Exactly. And like, it's like, it does so much for your confidence when someone actually believes in you to do something.
That's
like,
so good.
It's just so good for who you are as a person almost. Like, and it's okay, like, even making mistakes, like, it's fine if one of the girls makes a mistake, like, that's how they're going to grow. Like, we don't grow from doing everything right all the time. Like, we grow from doing things and evaluating them and seeing how we can do them better, and we learn from mistakes. Like, so don't be afraid to let mistakes happen, kind of thing.
Yeah, brilliant. So we're near the end, Phoebe, but we were chatting a wee bit earlier on before we started recording that you are a member of our GEMS team, which is our young leaders within GB. And as you've been a part of that group, I would just love to know, what is your dream and vision for GB Northern Ireland as we move into the next 125 years? What do you think Girls Brigade has to offer that is unique and has the potential to impact our girls?
So, like, I just think, like, GB has so much potential to do, like, really amazing things, like, honestly. Like, and it's, like, there's probably loads of groups, like, that meet up, like, with girls in them, and, like, they're, like, I don't know, they meet up, and they're all, like, a group of girls, and they're all having fun and stuff. But I think what makes GB so important and makes it stand out from all the rest is, like, Christ is in the centre of it, and, like, whenever you, like, whenever you keep Christ at the centre of something and let him shape what you're doing, like, that's gonna change the world. Like, he, like, you know, whenever God shapes and molds something, like, you can guarantee that it's gonna do something big. Like, you can guarantee that it's gonna change the world. Like, and it's just so, like, it's so amazing that, like, there is an organisation that does that. Like, there is loads, but, like, specifically for girls, like, we live in a society that tells girls that, like, they're not enough, and, like, they have to be a certain way and look a certain way to be accepted. And, like, the fact that GB is standing up and saying, no, like, you're created with value and worth, like, you're creating God's image, like, he loves you regardless of who you are, like, they're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's one of the ones we always, like, tell our girls. Like, that just blows my mind, like, how important that is for the girls, and, like, what God is going to do through those girls, like, by hearing the things that, that GB is promoting to them, like, promoting the right things rather than what the world's, like, trying to tell them. I think, like, it's so cool to see, like, GB doing that, and, like, I've seen the effects on our girls of how, like, that's helped them and their confidence and who they are, and, like, who they are not because of what the world says they are, but who they are because of who God says they are. Like, that's just so good. And I think, like the future for GB, like, there's endless possibilities. Like, I was trying to think of, like, specific things, and I was like, I literally don't know, because, like, there's so many, like, amazing things that could happen. But, like, I think, like, it'd be cool to see, like, I don't know, like, a GB, like, missions team or something, or, like, even, like, outreach teams or something. I don't know. My brain's just, like, thinking.
Yeah, and that's what's really cool about GEMS, is that you guys can dream and share your heart with our leadership of what you would love to see happening in GB. And I think what you said there was amazing about how you've been able to see the transformation in your girls. So it's not just something that you're doing hoping that there might be transformation down the line. You're actually seeing transformation as the girls grow in real time, which is encouraging for you as leaders. And I'm sure really encouraging for parents and people within the girls' families. So just lastly, you obviously throughout our chat have been sharing just what, you know, God means to you. And so it's really evident that God is a huge part of your life, and which is amazing and good. But I would love to know, just for you to tell us something that God has been talking to you about in the last few weeks. If you would share that with us, that maybe we could encourage others with.
So I think I've been reading, like, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it talks about, like, there being a time for everything. And, like, God's been really, like, being, like, look, Phoebe, there is a time for everything. Like, there's a time to be happy, there's a time to be sad, there's a time to, like, go through all, like, these seasons in life. And I think, like, that really just, it just, like, God's just been speaking to me really, like, really evidently that, like, you know, life is full of seasons. Like, it's not always going to be sunshine and roses. Like, things will happen, and that's okay. Like, that's, like, God's going to use that. And he's going to turn those things for good that seem like they're never, like, gonna be positive at all, like, and he will work through that. But I think another thing that God's really been teaching me a lot about is, like, don't care what people think of who you actually are. Like, and he's been really like, my friends sometimes they'll be like, Phoebe, like, you're just like, I'll just do random things. Like, I'm like, God's just been like, you know what, Phoebe, just be yourself. Like, just be random. Like, be the random, like, Phoebe that you actually are, instead of trying to, like, I don't know, conform to this person who I think people want me to be. Mm-hmm. And like, it's not, like, it's so freeing. Like, it's the most freeing thing ever. Like, whenever you start to embrace who you are, because like, you just, you have so much fun because you're just being you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're being who God created you to be. Like, that's so special. And like, it's just like, it's just really been like, it's been so, like, the last few months, it's just been so freeing, because like, it's just been like, you know, like, I'll just do random things because, like, that's just what I do. Like, it's okay. It's hard to describe. And like, sometimes, like, even Brooke, she'll be like, that's just so random, like, what are you chatting about? Like, but it's so fun because I'm like, that's just,
because you've experienced the freedom that the Bible talks about, you know, which is really amazing. You know, and I would encourage you just to keep being free, because that's the way God wants you to be. Phoebe, thank you so much for chatting with us. I know you are going into college now this morning, so thank you for getting up and sacrificing a bit of extra time in bed. But before we finish, I would love to pray for you. Is that okay? So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Phoebe. God, I thank you for what you've been doing in her life. Thank you for bringing her to Girls Brigade, and for the journey that she's been on inside and outside of GB. And God, I pray that as she grows as an officer, Lord, that you would equip her to be able to do what you're calling her to do. God, I pray that you would help her to continue to be free. Thank you that when we put our trust in you, Lord, and love you with all of our hearts, Lord, that you can make us free and help us not to worry about what the world thinks around us, because we just need to worry about what you think about us. And you love us, and you delight in us. So Lord, I just pray for more of that for Phoebe. So just be with her now as she goes to college, and help her to just have a great day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with other leaders. You can get more information on our website, gbni.co.uk, or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.